Roosevelt Farm Lane Trail, Forestry and FDR. I thought of making a speech on a subject that is very close to my heart, because I will make a little money on it. This is a dissertation to the public on the planting and raising and selling of Christmas trees. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Imagine celebrating Christmas around a tree grown by the President of the United States. This stand of Norway spruce is one of the plantations where FDR raised and harvested Christmas trees. Trees that he sold for a handsome profit. You're here among the remnants of the plantation he first began in 1926. Along with Norway spruce, the president also experimented with Canadian white spruce and balsam fir. It's interesting to note that in his lifetime, FDR planted over 500,000 trees on his land. The president's love of trees included his appreciation for their commercial potential. FDR sent letters to famous New York department stores, including Bloomingdale's and Macy's, to buy his trees. Before cutting, his Christmas trees had to meet these specifications: 3 to 7 feet in height, cone-shaped, and bushy to support a good load of ornaments. They were priced from 50 cents to $3. One holiday season netted FDR $400 in profit, a sum that pleased him greatly. Yet not all cut trees were sold. The president's archives include correspondence from 1943 about gifting trees to notable foreign dignitaries.
One to be shipped to the Crown Princess of Norway, and one for Prime Minister Winston Churchill, on which I will give you shipping directions later. Find out what is the latest date that I can deliver a Christmas tree for Winston Churchill, and send it over by a bomber or otherwise in order to reach him in Chequers, England, before Christmas.